You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sue Lee to adapt Wizard of Oz. Red Book explores UFOs in Russia. J. Michael Straczynski returns to Spider-Man. This is Comic Book Club News for June 20, 2025. Writer and artist Sue Lee is off to see the wizard with The Wizard of Oz, the official film adaptation graphic novel from Dynamite. And before you roll your eyes at the umpteenth adaptation of the classic tale, the twist here, beyond Lee's no pun intended Dynamite artwork, is that she'll be adapting directly from the original screenplay, including moments that weren't seen on screen in 1939. Said Lee via press release, quote, "I'm not reinventing the wheel, but I'm adding my interpretation to the history of this legendary story. I was allowed more pages to indulge in and take my time on certain scenes, so I took advantage of the comics medium. I wanted to really shine light on Dorothy and her friend's relationship and emotions." If you're not familiar with Lee's work on classic properties, go check out Dynamite's superb Disney villains Maleficent, a haunting fable that pits the Disney baddie against an increasingly powerful set of enemies. While no release date was provided by the publisher, they did note that it is, quote, "hitting in plenty of time in advance of Wicked 2. Given Wicked for Good is hitting on November 21st, I'm going to take a stab and say it will hit stores in September. But who knows? Not me. I don't even have a brain. They say in Soviet Union, comic book read you. But Jamestown IV and Michael Avon Oeming are proving they're better read than dead with Red Book, a new 4-issue series from Dark Horse that will explore UFO activity in the Soviet Union and China. Said Tynan via press release, quote, "Mike and I wanted to do something special with the latest volume of Blue Book, and I think you'll love what we have in store for you. We're bringing our true weird goodness to the other side of the globe with Red Book, where we're getting to dig into the truth behind UFO encounters from the Soviet Union and Communist China from over the 20th century. Specifically, Red Book will focus on an incident in Russia in 1961 when 9 students mysteriously died in what is now known as the Dyatlov Pass incident. Red Book number 1 will hit stores on October 8, 2025. Sure, we're a little late to this news, but I'm all out of faith and this is how I feel. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect Marvel comic is Amazing Spider-Man Torn, a new 5-issue series written by J. Michael Straczynski. Also featuring art by Per Perez, the limited series brings Straczynski back to the character he gave wrist spurs to, killed, and introduced to a large vampire-style guy named Moreland. He also did some stuff that folks like better, for what it's worth. The book will take Peter Parker back to his, per PR from Marvel, quote, "college days at Empire State University with Gwen, Harry, MJ, and Flash. Spidey takes on classic villains, but JMS and Pear introduce a terrifying new villain and side of the Marvel Universe that will reverberate into the present from the past. While illusion never changed into something real, Amazing Spider-Man Tour number 1 will hit stores on October 8. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.